You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. So what's next for abortion in Texas? That's the very headline to Edgar Walters' story in the Texas Tribune. Edgar, welcome to the Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly happens next? I mean, obviously, there are a lot of lawmakers who were there in 2013 when HB 2 was passed. They're not going to give up on this, are they?
No, absolutely not. And they've made that very clear. I think the question now facing those Republican lawmakers is, how can they go about crafting new regulations on abortion or, you know, other sort of practices trying to limit the scope or the number of abortions in Texas? But they're going to have to thread that needle very carefully given the constraints of the Supreme Court ruling. And I think they're still kind of in a state of shock and trying to figure that out. But they have vowed to come back and give it another go in 2017.
You know, it's interesting. In Carrie Feibel's report that we just heard a few moments ago, someone reacting to yesterday's decision said Roe versus Wade is intact. In a sense, I mean, the Supreme Court has also said that abortion rights are not, they can be restricted. The question now, it seems, in the wake of yesterday's decision is just how much. And I guess that's something that Texas lawmakers could try to test in the next session.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you talk to, you know, anti-abortion lawmakers, lobbyists, etc., they'll tell you that, you know, the end game for them is, yeah, absolutely going for Roe and trying to overturn that decision. That, however, is, you know, a very, I think, long-term goal for them. So in the meantime, looking to 2017, you know, I think these, you know, anti-abortion folks are figuring out exactly how they are going to try to pass new restrictions. And what the Supreme Court said on Monday was basically going after the providers of abortions is going to be much tougher to do. And so now the question is, how do you actually restrict the practice itself? Some people have brought up the idea of maybe trying to propose limits on certain procedures of abortion. You know, looking, the Supreme Court has not challenged so far the 20-week ban, for example. So basically, I think we're going to see more of a tactic switch from restrictions on providers themselves into looking at the practice.
Edgar, what's the possibility that Greg Abbott might try to call a special session on this issue of abortion rights in Texas?
So it is a possibility. If he decided that, you know, this Supreme Court ruling constituted enough of an emergency, he could ask lawmakers to come to Austin right now and pass, you know, a new law. He so far has declined to weigh in on whether he would even do that. And, you know, even talking to the staunchest opponents of abortion in the state legislature, they haven't said that they are necessarily calling for a special session either. I think the most likely outcome is we'll see a big flurry of anti-abortion laws in 2017, but we'll probably have to wait till then.
A lot of people interpreted yesterday's decision as a victory for Wendy Davis. In fact, I understand that she was somewhat tearful when she saw the news. Wendy Davis led this filibuster heard round the nation against Texas's abortion restrictions. You think that's a fair assessment, that this was, in fact, a vindication of what some Republicans were calling the unruly mob?
You know, I think so. It certainly depends on who you ask. You know, we saw columns, you know, yesterday in the aftermath calling it both a vindication for her and, you know, the opposite. The timing, this comes about 3 years to the dot after her filibuster. You talk to people on her side, the people wearing orange in the gallery who came out to oppose HB2 on that day. It's been quite an emotional roller coaster for them. The filibuster, as you know, was successful. Then the law went ahead and passed in a special session, and now it's come, and here we are, sort of back to ground zero, you know, with the Supreme Court overturning really the main provisions of that law. I think it is fair to say it was a vindication for her.
Edgar Walters writes all about this story for the Texas Tribune. You can read all about it, texastribune.org. Edgar, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you.